Chico. All right, y'all. We are officially 6 Thursdays away from the NFL starting. Major League Baseball is heating up. We got some F1 for you. We got all sorts of stuff on the way. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. It's good to be back. I'm your host, Jarrell. Got my partner in crime, co-creator of the show with me, Derek Isomaki.
What is good, party people?
We got a resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because he can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, the bathroom bandit himself. The one, the only, Stepman Brett.
Yeah!
Alrighty. Well, here we are.
I just want to say a quick thank you right now to Rudy right now for allowing us to still be here. Because if it wasn't for Rudy, we'd probably be in the Riley's Golf Tournament and unable to be at this at this endeavor. But thankfully, Rudy was making sure we weren't able to get into it.
That's true.
It was great.
I did my best not to get into the tournament.
So. I would say you held true to your word.
Shout out to Rudy. He kept us here. He kept us on schedule.
Made sure we did
by
this.
Not allowing us to get in the Riley's Golf.
That was great play. You are a genius, and I commend you for that. So thank you.
I do my best, and when I do,
you succeeded.
I succeed
all the time.
Thank you.
I don't thank you for that. I kind of wish we were there.
Yeah, me too.
I know the sarcasm's there, but I'm going to break the ice on that one. I'm breaking that. I'm like, no.
So much to get in, but hey, hopefully next year. We'll see.
Yeah.
I think next time we're going to skip the middleman.
Yeah.
That is Rudy.
Go straight to the source.
Yeah. Oh, okay. By all means, go ahead.
Yeah. No, apparently we should have done that.
Please try. I mean.
Yeah, it sounds like we probably could have. So it's good to know. Again, if anyone out there ever wants to get your hopes up and then completely dashed, Rudy got you.
Yeah.
Okay. He will. He got you right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies.
Yes. All right. Yes. All right.
The man is available.
Yes. So thank you, Rudy, for keeping us here right now instead of at our wonderful.
True MVP.
True MVP.
If it wasn't for Rudy,
you know what?
We would not be here in our
voices. Yeah, you wouldn't.
If it was for Rudy,
I'm just gonna keep my mouth
we'd
shut,
have 18 right? holes in yeah. right now. It'd be yeah. great.
We would have been drunk. So drunk right now. It would have been terrible. It would have been an awful day.
But instead, we're pretty
sober.
Here.
We are
bringing you a radio show.
Because we love Chico.
Yes.
And we love Rudy,
and
too.
No matter what,
we love
sober
Rudy.
Drunk, the show's still going to be trash.
Yes, so. And we love the show more than we all love golf, apparently.
Rain, sleet, or shine. Wait, can't say that one properly. Rain, sleet, or shine.
There you go.
We're going to do this
we're
radio
do the show.
Show.
Yeah, right, like your mail, okay?
Yep.
Except on the good holidays, in which case we don't. Like your mail.
Labor Day, we will not be here.
Yeah,
we'll be enjoying ourselves.
If Christmas ever falls on it, we ain't coming either.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
You know, Thanksgiving, always on a Thursday, so don't have to worry about that. You're clear.
All good points.
All good, yeah.
Possible 4th of July like this year.
Could have been that, exactly.
Yeah.
Bank holidays, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Columbus Day, we don't call it that anymore. Still, we'll be here on that day, celebrating People's Day.
Yeah, we'll be here on Indigenous People's Day, that's for sure.
The former Columbus Day.
Shout out to National Girlfriend's Day. Brad, you're the only one in here.
Apparently, it's not for that. It's not for the boyfriends. It's actually for, girls supporting other girls. Like, their girlfriends. That's actually what I...
So not like loving ladies.
Yeah. So like when the ladies call their friends girlfriends, like that's what this is for. It's for that.
Is there a boyfriend's day as well?
Yeah.
We can celebrate all our boyfriends, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing.
That's not a thing.
I'm going to look it up, but I don't think it's a thing.
Well, that is... All day? Man, you get a whole day for all your girls.
Yeah.
And we get none for the boys. Wow.
No.
We do have Saturdays, though.
We have Saturdays for the boys.
Yeah. No, it's just...
That comes around every once a week, so I'm told.
No, October 3rd. I stand corrected. There is a boyfriend day, but it's actually for the girls to appreciate.
See, that's not what I'm talking about. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I know, but that's what the thing is.
I want to celebrate with my boyfriends, okay?
Yeah.
I have many boyfriends. I'm looking at three of them right now.
Hey, let's go.
There's a national Texture X Day on October 30th.
Save that for the useless fact.
Yeah.
I already do that on a weekly basis. I got that covered, guys. All right.
Hey, shout out to the real everyone who's blocked your exes but still keep their numbers in your phone. Just in case.
Yeah, too. You always got to keep a line.
Yeah.
There's always a
dialogue. Keep them blocked, but keep the number. Just in case. Yeah. You never know. Things can run them foul.
Again? Oh, yeah. She is. Hold on.
No. No.
Derek, remember when I blocked your number by accident?
That is right. You did. Yeah, you had me blocked for a while.
You don't answer my phone. What are you talking about? I'm texting you left and right. And then I'm like,
hold on.
I'm like, dude,
I had
you. Was it on accident or were you hammered one night and you're like, I hate Derek?
No, not at all. I think we were trying to, because we used to go out to dinner or whatever, once a week. Long story short, I've been trying to get a hold of you for like 3 weeks and you weren't replying. Well, that was weird. I finally caught you at Bella's. And then I looked under your contact info, and you were blocked.
There you go. Once again, I got rooted.
Yeah. You got rooted.
I got rooted.
Got your hopes up
and dashed.
I get it.
Mm.
No.
It continues.
Speaking of getting rooted, RIP to Bill Russell.
What?
Wow, that's fantastic work right there. Thank you. Thank you for that right there.
Because
you got our hopes up.
And he just died.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, I do want to pay homage to the former 11-time NBA champion.
The truest of goats.
5-time MVP, 2-time national NCAA champion.
No.
I think he was 2-time... Player of the Year in the NCAA as well. San Francisco legend, 56-game winning streak while at USF. Gold medal winner, activist, and little-known fact about Bill Russell, he was a pallbearer for Jackie Robinson. People don't know that about him. But absolute savage and just an absolute icon for the NBA, an ambassador. And one of the things that I really love about the NBA, because the league is so young, the league is only 75 years old, so many of these legends are still around the game. And Bill Russell, you saw at all the All-Star games, you saw him, you know, at a lot of these finals games, and just constantly around the game. 11 titles. Can you believe
that's crazy.
That between him and Brady, two people, there's 18 championships in that stupid racist town? I really hate that. But, I mean, shout out to Bill Russell, again, San Francisco legend.
I like how you're just trying to block out Boston. But, yeah, just San Francisco legend. Not a Boston legend.
No, well, they didn't like him there. They pooped in his house.
But they still celebrate his championships.
They celebrate his championships, not him being black. They would never celebrate that in Boston because
he was a vessel in which they lifted a trophy.
That's correct.
You know, that's all he was.
Yeah, they pooped on his walls. I just want to remind people of the fact that I hate that city. I hate every sports team that comes out of there. I hate the Celtics. But, man, I love Bill Russell. So, RIP Bill Russell. Probably not the tribute he deserved.
But the tribute he's going to get on the show.
If you want a good tribute to him, go check out ESPN. I saw a bunch on YouTube. I was going to take one of those sound bites, but they're all too serious. And just very glowing, and that's not what the show has ever been, so let's not start now. Did you have something?
I was going to say, he was only a 1-time National Player of the Year in college.
Okay, but 2 championships.
But 2 championships, yes.
For USF.
Yes.
Shout out the Dons. Shout out San Francisco. Definitely no shout outs to Boston.
I feel like the last time they were ever relevant was with Russell.
Probably.
Yeah. Same with Indiana and, what was their, name? The other Boston guy. Holy cow, I'm missing his name.
Larry Bird?
Thank you. Yep, that's it.
You forgot Larry Bird's
name? I forgot. It just went away from my head.
He's trying to shut up some racism right now. He's like, I'm going to forget the white guy, okay? I'm going to forget the white guy,
Derek, I'm going to throw it to you. Let's do dealer's choice here. Do you want to talk MLB trades? Do you want to talk a little NFL offseason, almost regular season stuff? Or do you want to do an F1 update?
I might as well get the MLB out the way because I'm annoyed with it beyond belief.
Let's do it.
The trade deadline is a crazy time, and it's always crazy if your team's in it. And if you are on the market and you are a few assets out there, you are clamoring to your phone. You are tossed and turned. You are teased left and right. You are tantalized with your taste buds by all the social media BS that's out there. And it annoys the bejesus out of me. I am so peeved by having to constantly get my phone and there's some stupid switching MLB uniforms on some player. And it's like, oh, what could have been? Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't happen yet. Just all speculation. And here you are just tossed into the ringer left and right. And I hate it. I'm over it right now. I'm tired of being a rag doll, a $2 whore that's passed around by all these accounts thinking that they can get my eyes for mere looks. And that's what they get all the time. And it annoys me. I'm better than that, and I can't get every single update that comes on my phone, I am clamoring to it. I hate this addiction that I have right now because it is a fiend that I can't scratch because it's not going to happen until I see the right names put together in the right spots. And it hasn't happened yet for a Dodger fan. If you're a Yankee fan, you're loving life. If you're an Astro fan, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. If you're a Seattle Mariner, you are ecstatic that this is finally a year to maybe make a run into the playoffs, which you probably will. But if you're anybody, the Padres looking pretty good too. Did a move as well, the Padres. Dodgers, nothing happened yet, so I'm still sitting here blue-balled. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm loving every single minute.
I'm sure you are as a Giants fan right now because you guys have two guys on your block. Giants fans, Rodon, Peterson, names have been tossed around because at this point in time, season's over for Giants.
Yeah.
Might as well wave the white flag.
It's been done for us, I believe.
But again, for everyone else out there, Yankees in particular, big moves. Picking up Frankie Montas from Oakland. Oakland, once again, you are feeders to those Giants over there in the East Coast. I get it. You don't want to see them anymore, but they're going to see them because they're the Yankees, and they crap all over the A's. And that's what you did. You just allowed them more fuel to which to poop all over you, A's. So thank you. You feed them, and they just regurgitate all over you. That's what they do. You're pretty pig slop, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
You know, A's, I hate to say it. Great organization, terrible stadium. Actually, not great organization. Terribly run.
Thank you. Okay.
The aura of the A's. Classic. Yeah. Has a history there.
Fans
yes.
and all that stuff.
Come on. You've had legends have gone through there. Canseco, sure. McGuire, Eckersley. Okay. Eric Chavez made me want to play the hot corner. All right. You guys. Fantastic,
you're
but no.
You're missing the most famous A of all time.
Barry Zito?
No. Ricky Henderson.
Oh, of course.
No.
That's my racism coming through. Forget the black guy, okay?
God.
Dave Stewart. There we go. Save another one.
Okay. And Raleigh Fingers, too.
Okay, yes. Raleigh Fingers. Again, see the A's. Class names can come out of there, okay? And what are they doing right now? They are just fodder for the fire.
Poop, poop, butt, butt, soup.
100%. Yeah. You know, said it better myself. And then again, Seattle Mariners, this could be your year, finally!
Do you guys want to talk about any particular trades? I have no idea what's going on.
I'm trying to give a list of the people. Okay. They got themselves Luis Castillo from the Reds. Starting pitcher. So the two biggest names, Frankie Montas, Luis Castillo, were the big names out. Seattle Mariners went and got him.
Good for them.
Yanks went and got Frankie Montas. They also picked themselves up a nice, reliever from the Cubs.
They picked up Trevino from the A's.
And Trevino as well came with that trade.
We have something on Instagram. Iceberg Jim said, don't forget what happened to Giambi with that trade.
Not that trade, but
that big signing going to Giambi over to the Yankees.
Yeah. Giambi, and then you had Johnny Damon.
Didn't he win a couple titles over
rings
there?
With the Yankees?
I don't think he did. Let me just double check.
But Johnny Damon went to the Red Sox as well.
Yep.
So another one they lost. Yeah.
Yep.
Plenty of people. Tons of talent have come through the A's and have left the A's. It's unfortunate. I'm sorry, A's fans. I wish the better for you.
Are really great at raising up other players to be superstars on other teams.
They're like king foster parents.
Yeah.
You know? They're like the great foster parents out there who really know how to like properly feed you onto a better lifestyle.
Rudy, what trades are we missing that are...
The Padres landed Harder.
They're Hader. Josh Hader. They pick up Josh Hader. Yeah, they switched.
Massive.
Big one. Interesting move by Milwaukee right there. They clearly gave up on Hader. He had been having a tough streak as of late. Been getting hit around a lot. And the Padres have been getting annoyed with their closer and Taylor Rogers, who's been hitting around a lot. So they decided, you know, let's flip-flop them, see what happens. Not to mention, Milwaukee does have a stud in Devin Williams out there who's already closing lights out on games. So Hader did seem like he was maybe fodder for them. But again, kind of weird that they gave him up at this point in time. He made it seem like a staple in that bullpen still. Yeah. But still, maybe a change of scenery does him well. Interesting move, big move for the Padres. I think you might as well flip flop for Taylor Rogers. The better one, you might as well take him over Taylor Rogers any day of the week. They did throw in a couple of prospects and a other reliever as well. So the Padres are making moves. The big name on the market, obviously, still being Juan Soto. That man has yet to leave his Washington Dome. But the big names out there, obviously, Padres, Dodgers, Cardinals seem to be three teams that are in it to win it for that man. He is the prize. At this point in time, that's left to be yet.
They're saying that the Giants might be a little sleeper pick for Soto for the future. We'll see.
I don't see that.
That's a lot of money that you guys don't ever like spending again.
No, but we have it.
But we're also very notorious now to not spend that money because of what we did with Zito and other players. We overspent with them. We're not going to do that again.
Yeah, but this is Juan Soto.
Yeah, this is a different
talking about Barry Zito.
This is a different talent right here. And this is not a Barry Zito who is well past his prime. Okay.
You're telling me if Juan Soto is not worth the money?
I'm saying most players are not worth this money that they're asking for right now.
And so I'm asking for Juan Soto.
I'm telling you no.
Wow.
Okay. I would not take Mike Trout for that either.
Oh, especially just nowadays. Mike Trout
but it's like even when he signed that contract, that just bankrupts your team right there for one player.
See, I always feel I kind of do respect the Giants in the way you do with business and keeping short contracts. That's what you should do is right. Give them a lot of money up front. Don't make it long term because you never know what the future holds. I know you want to try to lock your future into somebody.
But at the same time, putting all your eggs for the past six, seven years.
Yeah, and it's time to change it up a lot.
Exactly.
Things need to change.
It's time to change.
Yeah.
So I'm all
for the idea. Don't give these guys long contracts. We're looped into one myself with Mookie Betts. Am I stoked about it? No. 13 years of this guy right now, it's going to be at the end of at year 10, you'll be like, my goodness, be gone already or something. I can already see it. You know, no one lasts that long.
No.
This is a game that takes forever. And you can see what happened with the Angels with Pujols. They got that guy, put him on a 10-year contract when he was after 30.
It lasted 5 years.
Yeah. And now, do I think Mookie? No, he's still a stud. And I still love the guy right now, and he's great. But I can still
but
see
But later
him
on,
years.
It's going to be.
It's going to be a drag. Because that's what happens, and I don't like when they do that. So I do appreciate the Giants and the way you do business. Keep them short, keep them sweet. Give the money to the guys, but don't make them earn it still. I think players should want that too. Have a chance to have some freedom out there. Maybe test the market. You guys get locked up and like, I want to get a trade. Well, stop signing these long contracts. It's like you're in your hands. Like, stop making these agents that say, no, we need long-term. No, because all the agents want, they want their guaranteed money all the time.
Well, yeah.
And that's the problem. Stop putting all the power in these agents' hands. Start cutting out these middlemen like we are doing nowadays. We've cut out our middlemen. We're going to make sure we'll be in the Riley's tournament next year because we cut out our middlemen. All right? If you want to make sure you want to be in the future, stop cut out the middlemen. All right? Stop letting these agents run these long-term contracts that really benefit them on the long haul. Of all of the above. They're the ones that don't lose out. The players lose out, the teams lose out, but the agent, he is succeeding because he is guaranteed that money no matter what. Instead, keep them short, keep them sweet. Yep. Players happy, teams are happy. Agents, how those nuts taste. All right? I'm all for it. Let's shake the game up a little bit.
What nuts are we talking?
The nuts of the players and the owners saying, no need, you're not needed anymore. Of being dragged around now. You're fodder at this point. I like that word today.
Yeah, well, you've gone to it several times.
I have. Because once I got a good word, I got to get it somehow. It's in my mind.
I get it.
Yeah, so there we go today. We're on a nice little tire.
Giambi never won a World Series with
the
Yankees, by the way.
Okay.
There you go.
That was
there you go.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
He had a long run in 03, but that's about it.
Are we missing anything in baseball? I paid zero attention to baseball over the last month.
Well, yeah, your team's off now, so it's like it's easy to.
Yeah, I don't really care anymore.
At this point in time, once you're out, it's like, we'll see what happens.
Still only four games back of the wild card, but it's just not looking
good.
If
we do make it, we're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a chance is all that they need.
You just need to get in.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Dude, our team sucks, dude. We all know.
Oh, I mean, the same thing goes for like the three World Series that we had. We weren't that great, but we made it in.
But those players that we had in the past are better than what we have today.
Well, of course, but still,
that's what I'm saying.
You still have the chance.
We do have the chance, but we're just way too old. We have pitching. We have no offense or defense at all. Or
bullpen. Yeah, do you want to keep going here?
Let's change the subject.
Well, we have the product, right?
We don't have anything. All we have is a great stadium to go.
You're arguing with a man who has not watched 1 minute of one major league game this year.
It's hard to believe that. You watched something, dude.
I sat down with my dad yesterday and watched a half an inning.
See? He watched something. What
because it's Sunday dinner with the family and it was on. Calm down.
Cross the picket line.
Did you miss it?
Wow.
Not really. Actually, didn't tickle my fancy.
Didn't tickle your pickle, huh?
Didn't tickle the pickle, no.
Pickle is untickled.
Well, it was the Cubs.
It was last night's game.
They were up like 4-0, but I was like, it didn't do it for me this time around.
That's two bad teams playing against each other, so.
Well, that also probably helped.
Yeah. I mean, it still would be your squad.
It's still my squad. I really hope, like, even right now, I hope they do well, but at the same time, it's like, I'm just not interested this year. So,
Fair enough. All right. Let's go over to the NFL because our boy
Debo
just signed a giant extension. Really, only 3 years.
It's still though. He ain't going nowhere.
But he's getting money.
$71.6 million, 51.8 of which is guaranteed. Big money for. One of the most dynamic offensive players in the league. It would be him or Lamar Jackson, in my own personal opinion. But the Niners needed that, man. They needed to lock that one in, and they did. That was the biggest question. That and where's Jimmy G going, which is still a question, and I don't know why it's still a question. But the Niners do lock in one of the most dynamic players on the offensive side of the football in all of football. After all that drama for nothing. Am I right?
100%. He's a child. I mean, every NFL player that got paid this offseason did delete their unfollowed their certain teams, coaches, and players. And
is that really what we've come to these days?
Yeah, it's crazy. Every single one of them did that. And they all
petty.
Got Kyle Murray, got paid the biggest contract ever.
Like, those guys should just be like, Grow something now.
Yeah, dude. And people did the same thing.
Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson not unfollowing one massage therapist in all of the
I think he added more. You know, he probably added more
to that.
Yeah. He's gotten inspired with all the time he's been able to have. Yeah.
Did you know that in his contract he can only get massages from team masseuses now?
Really?
Are they hiring a lot of new masseuses? I was like, hey, I'm having a casting couch for my masseuses.
If you were putting that into the contract, that tells me everything I need to know about the way you view your own player.
I mean, he did get a 6-game suspension, did he not?
Yes. So over the weekend, the NFL handed out a 6-game suspension after going to an arbiter about this. The arbiter said 6 games is going to be what it is. And I don't really want to get into all the details of 6 games versus what Ray Rice got versus what this guy got, but it is impossible to kind of avoid the idea that Calvin Ridley, who bet $1,500, which is nothing to an NFL player, and that's like $15 to us, on a bet, and he wasn't playing this season, put down some money on FanDuel or DraftKings or one of them, betting on football, not his teams either.
It was his team, but he bet for his team to win.
Oh, he bet on the Falcons.
It was a parlay, yeah. Okay.
And he gets suspended for the entire season. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson has 24 accusers, 25 women.
26.
26 women came forward. We've already kind of talked about this, so I don't want to beat a dead horse now. But the time doesn't really matter.
What?
Go ahead. Do you want to make a
Deshaun Watson does.
What?
It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense a little bit in my head. And, yeah, that's all that matters.
Were you going for a masturbation joke?
A little bit. But, okay. Yeah, no. It was, never mind.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, side note, the NFL could come back. They have 3 days to add to the 6 games. Could be 10 games. It could be the year.
I don't see the NFL doing that. I see them trying to, you know, wash their hands of this, walk away, and some football.
I think he got the worst punishment one can get, being in Cleveland. You know, like that's like,
I would be like,
yo, suspend me for the year. Actually, you know, like I'll take a year off of football if it means I don't have to be.
Would you rather play in Cleveland or Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, better weather. 100%. Like, I'm going to be sucking either way. I might as well be in a better environment.
Team-wise,
you know?
Or just in general?
Just in general. You have to play for one team or the other.
I feel like if you really think in Cleveland, you really want to live in Cleveland?
It's a shorter flight to California and all
that. I'm talking
about
the team that they have right now. Obviously, Cleveland's a way better team than
You're
going to
suck either way. Like, I don't think they're having a better team, but I'm just saying, like, The Jacksonville's going to be muggy, yeah.
The Browns are better than Jacksonville, though.
But I feel like the fans in Cleveland love their players more than they love the fans in Jacksonville. And I'd rather be...
You probably in Jacksonville.
No one has ever played anywhere, and no one cares about the fans, period. There's not one player that gives a damn about the fans.
This fan cares about the fans.
No player, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but we're talking about us being players, and I'm like, I would care about that.
You wouldn't if you were on that level. You would.
If I'm getting paid, it doesn't matter where I'm going at that point.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's kind of the point. You wouldn't care about those fans either at all.
But at the same point in time, if you are in Jacksonville, there's a very high chance you end up in London. And like
that's true.
I want to be in London. That's the thing. So like maybe Cleveland does sound better than London.
I heard it's hot there right now. I'm good.
Yeah.
No AC? No, thank you.
Dude. Well, if you go play for the Seahawks, you're going to end up in Germany every year, it sounds like, because they're like huge Seahawks fans in Germany.
Stop it, NFL. Like, seriously, stop it.
They're not going to Germany.
Yeah, they are this year.
Stop it.
What?
Sorry, 2023 is when they're going to go play a game.
They're going to play a game in Germany?
Yeah. Yep.
They are.
Tickets sold out. Or just the option to possibly be in a drawing sold out within an hour.
Wow. Germans like football.
They love the Seahawks, apparently. That was the weirdest poll I've ever heard.
I think two games in London, one game in Germany, and one game in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Which is the Niners and Cardinals.
Stop.
I think I saw Seahawks in Tampa Bay, too. Let me just double check that.
Huh. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't need these games. I don't need to wake up at 5 in the morning.
Yep.
I mean, I get it. They're trying to make their billion-dollar industry more billion.
Yeah.
You know? But still.
I take that back. It is this year, November 13th. Bucks and Seahawks in Germany. In Munich.
I mean, do me a favor. Why are they Seahawks fans? Find that out.
I will look that up.
Why is it the Seahawks? Like, of all teams. You know? Like, why did pick a better team.
Seriously.
You know? Like, that's why I need to know this. Yeah. Like, why Germans call us right now? Why Seahawks? Do they remind you of a better time when you try to finalize a solution or something?
I'm completely... Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, man.
some injury news from that.
I got a high five.
Ryan.
Did you high five me? Okay, all right.
Ryan Jensen, the all-pro center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is out for at least 3 months, so big blow for them. Cowboys receivers Michael Gallup, God knows when he's going to be back, but he just got paid this offseason, and they just lost their third-string receiver, too. So the Cowboys are not looking good at the receiver position. So another bad year for the Cowboys, which is always a plus in my book.
Yeah, I always like when the Cowboys suffer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to your auntie who's listening right now, but we're sorry you have to go through that. But I think the rest of the world is kind of happy.
Yeah.
Just because, you have a very hateable team if you're not a fan of them.
Yeah.
Your owner, Jerry Jones, puts a spotlight on you that is vile. It's disgusting. You have to look at that man.
Last year's playoff run to be able to beat the Cowboys in Dallas, or Arlington, I should say, and Green Bay. In Green Bay, can't ask for two teams that you'd rather beat more on their home field. Shout out to Aaron Rodgers showing up looking like Cameron Poe to camp. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The tank top and the back hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
The white beater and the
tucked into the jeans.
Yeah.
Looking just like Cameron Poe from Con Air. The most overachieving underachiever of all time.
Was he going for that purposely, or was that just like him trying to make like a funny statement?
I think he had to do
that. Right? It's too similar, but at the same point in time, it is something that looks like I'm trying to make a statement. I'm just like, I don't know, look white trash.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
Yeah.
But it was great.
It was, I get why he's doing it, but still.
Big fan of watching Aaron Rodgers lose to the Niners. It's just, it's happened, three times in the playoffs now, Brad? Is that correct?
He's 0-3 0-3, right?
Against the Niners?
Against the Niners? Oh, I think it's more.
In the playoffs. It's either 0-3 or 0-4.
Is it?
It's got to be more.
No, I think we're 3-0.
I think it's 4.
Either 3 or 4.
But I'm going to double check right now.
I absolutely love it. So, you know. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. But Jimmy G's still a Niner, so that's weird.
Yeah, he was actually at training camp doing side stuff on the sidelines. Anywho, but he's going to be going somewhere soon.
It was weird that he was in Subway commercials.
That too.
You know? I was just saying, like, why are you in Subway commercials, my dude? Like, that's reserved for star power. And, like,
yeah,
your star power starts with porn, you know? Like, that's where your star power begins and ends. And you need to not be in that Subway commercial. And Subway should have known better. Like, why? You got Steph Curry. You have Charles Barkley, Tom Brady, Jimmy G.
Yeah, that's...
Where did that come from?
That was at a left field.
That is not necessary.
Yeah.
So, 0-4. They lost to him in 13 and 14. 13 was divisional. 14 was a wild card. 20 was an NFC championship game. And 22 was divisional.
Is there an entire website dedicated to Aaron Rodgers being 0-4 against the 49ers you're on right now?
No, it's just a stat. Oh,
okay, okay. I see
it's,
now.
It's
okay.
A stat place.
But there is like an
icon. Yes, this is
animated
the
icon of Aaron Rodgers on here, and it's like it's on the pretty headline, it says Aaron Rodgers 0-4 against the 49ers. There's a site out there. It's like keeping an Aaron Rodgers record against the 49ers tracker. That's an entire website he's got. That's great.
That's awesome. There was one.
I feel like you're Joe behind that right now. Joe's probably behind that.
Yeah, I don't have the following to do that.
I think that is very true.
But I appreciate that you think I would. Let's push forward, shall we? This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Talking about practice, Jero, Derek, Rudy, Statman Brad in the house. Thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also got to give a shout out to the Banana Grape Stomp, airing Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KIXE-TV, Channel 9, featuring live musical performances from Northern California. Bands include Alo, Achilles Will, Tim Bloom, John Craigie, Mojo Green, and more, hosted by Molly Knight. The Banana Grape Stomp, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KIXE Channel 9. Past episodes available on YouTube. All right. That's right. Talk about practice. Feels good to be back, guys. Nice to get some cooler weather.
Perfect weather today, man.
Drop down from the hundreds, yes, sir.
So the Seahawks became popular back when they had the two Super Bowl appearances. They were actually starting to stream NFL games live. Mm. And so they got to see the first two appearances for them. And that's how they kind of went off.
What was their defensive name?
The Legion of Boom.
Boom. Yeah, okay. That was, I could see that beat.
Sounds like a lot of Johnny Come Latelys over in Germany.
I'm just saying, you see Cam Chancellor for the first time blowing up linebackers, blowing up a running back. Yeah. You're going to become a fan of him no matter what. Because how can you not love Cam Chancellor?
Yeah.
Like that guy, as a Panther fan, he jumped our count like twice in a row.
Yeah.
And it would. Wow! Cam Chancellor. Love that man. So I can see why you'd be a fan of him.
Yeah.
But still, I still stand by my first comment. Finalized solution. Just say it, man. Okay, it's a brilliant joke.
It was. I died laughing. I'm not even here right now.
All right, Derek has some updates from around the world for you or whatever.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. I got some for you right now. So, I'm going to Mother Nature first. I don't know about you guys. Big fan of Mother Nature. She's pretty awesome. Vicious. Awe-inspiring.
Tornadoes, lightning strikes, the whole
earthquakes, man, dude. Like, free roller coaster ride right there. Am I feeling, saying it? You know? Us Californians, we know. All right? I remember my Northridge earthquake. Probably one of my first memories of my life right there. But that's not the Mother Nature I'm going after. Disasters. We're going after mountains.
Oh.
Glorious mountain ranges. In particular, we're going to K2, y'all. K2. Now, as a fan of seeing people who are willing to do stupid things to get to the top of these peaks, it's awe-inspiring at times. It truly is. Especially for those of you who know somewhat about the tallest, you know, mountaineering or somewhat of a fan. K2 is one of the deadliest mountains Duke ever climbed. There are fewer summits on that than I want to say the moon has ever seen. Fewer people been at the top of K2 than the moon. So that's pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah, that's a trip.
More, I mean, some Everest is puppy chow compared to K2. Like, thousands of people have summited up. Yeah. So, like, that's nothing. Who cares? Some Everest, blah, pathetic, you know? Just, you want to do something in particular, go climb K2. Yep. K2. Now, I say this because this past week, K2 saw one of its craziest, busiest summits ever. Over 100 people.
Damn.
Over 100 people, almost doubling. The summits were 183.
And is that under, like, during one season?
One season. Wow. There's literally a photo of the Congo line. I'm seeing at least 25 people in front of these people in this right now. So it's busiest day ever, 100 people. Now, for anyone who is, again, have any idea of what mountaineering is like, it's all about the windows. It's all about the weather. Mm-hmm. The weather is everything.
Yeah,
and that's
so
what
perfect. That certain amount of time and certain amount of hours. That's all you got.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
You have a small window of opportunity, and that's what makes K2 so difficult is its weather up there. And it's got some daunting aspects of it that you have to go through. And that small window happened for these people. So 100 people able to summon Everest.
That's insane.
So there's no death and dismay here. I know many of you are all thinking that, oh, okay, how many people died, Derek? No, I know. Where are you? What?
There. All right,
but I'm just merely a post of, wow, 100 people getting to summit K2, a peak that is so daunting. 100 people in one day. That's amazing. That is truly spectacular right there. Shouts to all the Sherpas. They make it all possible. The only reason why I think most of the times that it happens is kind of the mundane existence of people who want to experience life further and don't have any challenges. So they go to the people's lives that, you know, live there and say, hey, take me up to that mountain. I'll give you a lot of money.
Yeah.
And because those people don't have much, they do it.
Yeah,
carry everything up there for me.
100 pounds of gear.
My life's not hard enough. I need to go climb these tall peaks and feel superior about myself. But you need to help me do it.
Yeah.
Now, again, these guys who pay a lot of money, these Sherpas who do it, and they're renowned. But there's a part of me still that feels how pathetic it is for people to have to challenge them and put these people in such risk places, such spots of life that are so frigid, so small. Well, you're on the line at all times. I know you want to challenge yourself, but how much do you really need to challenge yourself? Yeah. What are you really challenging yourself? You're challenging the system that's set in place. You're not challenging anything. You're just living up to it. Making these guys do all the heavy lifting while you can get your glory. And you can say, yeah, we pay them well. And yeah, that's their income right there. 100%. That's what these guys do. They make their income on there. But still, there's got to be something better. You got to find a way. Maybe stop climbing the peaks, that might be it, but then you lose all those guys, they don't have that income anymore. And maybe they all love doing it. That's the thing, there's a passion that these guys do have having. If you ever do want to get more into it, I highly recommend the 14 Peaks Netflix. NIMSDAI.
Yeah, that's awesome.
NIMSDAI is if you need inspiration in life, that man is there for you. 14 Peaks,
14
I'm telling
peaks.
You. It's a crazy story.
Also, if you want to feel like a lazy POS, NIMS got your back.
I mean, yeah, NIMS got
your
back.
If you want to feel like you've done nothing with your life, NIMS got your back.
He is the mirror you never want to look into.
Yeah. If you're feeling like, man, I should really get off my ass and do something with my life, NIMS got your back.
Guy did 14 peaks all over 8,000 meters. That's the death zone above there.
Yeah.
And did it all in about a 7-month window.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
He summited all of them. Well, he and his crew. Not just him alone.
Not in his lifetime.
And inspired other people.
7 months.
Yes.
At K2, he's like, listen.
We're going up.
YOLO basically was his speech. YOLO. You want to make it? We're going to make it.
He's carrying people up there.
Yeah, and people are like, dude, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it.
This guy. 14 peaks is the name of it?
14
peaks. Yeah.
He did 14, because there are 14 peaks over 8,000 meters.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be the first to do them all within a year's time span.
Yeah.
Damn.
And did it in 7 months.
Yeah. Savage.
Straight up savage.
That's what's up.
This guy is insane. So shouts to Nims. Shouts, again, K2, being that beautiful beast that she is.
Yeah.
Allowing how many people to get to your peaks? You whore. Close the legs of them. Like, come on, stop playing that many people at once, all right? Make it more challenging. Take some lives. All right, moving on. Okay, we get better now. Well, maybe not better. Depends on what you are. I think they get better. This is a crazy story here. As a guy traveling from a nice little vacation he had in Bali, going back to his native country of Australia. Now, as he's coming through customs, bag gets checked. Unfortunately for him, he had something in his bag that he didn't declare that cost him over $1,800 in a fine for not declaring a food that was brought in to the country from an outside region. This is coming from a time right now where there is some infestation going on in the Bali food over in that area of the market with the food, so Australia's cracking down on it. But the food in question that it was, a good old sausage McMuffin.
I was going to say a Whopper.
Same from thing. McDonald's. The man forgot that he had a nice little snack in his pack.
Damn.
$1,800 fine. The McDonald's is good, but $1,800, no.
Never.
Damn. Yeah, that's rough. That's a tough ticket to pay
so
right there.
Pissed. He's like, God damn it, Susan, I told you to take it out.
Why didn't you eat it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, y'all. Careful. Declare your food. Or eat your McMuffins first. Always eat the McMuffin, okay? Don't deny the McMuffin. Last one. Last one for us right now. Now, this is the kicker right now. We all love a good story of revenge, right?
Of course.
Someone did you dirty, you let it fester, and it comes back to haunt them. Well, my man, a 79-year-old, unnamed assailant, is accused of lighting vehicles on fire at two Jeep dealerships, all because he was sold a Jeep with a bad motor over 30 years ago. This is a long Bruins has from 1986. My man was dealt a Jeep that had a bad motor, and he failed to make it right for it. So he let that fester. And what does he do? He lights a couple of Jeeps on fire, and he allowed a couple more Jeeps on fire. Bada bing, bada boom, you got a couple of Jeeps on fire. My man played the long game. He's arrested, of course, but I think he feels good about himself.
Oh, yeah.
There's some vitriol in there, right? I took it down. I mean, even though the Jeeps could have won forever. Like, they don't really. Yeah, he lost a couple Jeeps.
Damn.
But still, my man played the long game.
He did.
1986 till now.
One day I'm going to get those guys.
I think he's probably just like, I'm at the end of my life right now. I'm ready to just bring it down. Torch him. All right? Burn the system. Kind of Fight Club-esque.
His retirement is probably going out. He needs some free food.
There you go. Hey, right? Yeah. Quality time with some new
friends.
Which
makes sense.
Yeah.
Shelter.
You know?
Exactly.
They put you outside in the yard for a couple hours a day. Dude, he needs that.
Yeah.
My man.
Free health care.
Yeah, exactly.
Therapy. Get a lot of prostate exams, okay? That's the news.
Hey. Okay. Thank you. Excellent as always, sir. Let's class up the show a bit, shall we? Let's bring on our foreign correspondent, Aaron, who always has her back, covers the things we don't pay enough attention to. So we bring her on now. Aaron, hello!
How's it going, guys?
What is up,
girl? We are doing all right over here. So you threw two things at me, and then both of which I'm excited to cover with you. So you tell me,
awesome.
What do you want to cover first, SummerSlam or golf?
I vote golf. I was pretty vague about the golf to you, and mostly what I meant is the Live Golf organization, because it was an exciting weekend for them. In PGA, Tony Finau, he did win two in a row, but the Live Golf tournament had their third showing this weekend. It was won by Henrik Stenson. He won $4 million. But I think what was the most exciting was the fact that it was at Trump's national golf course. I mean, it just doesn't get better than that. You know, he was talking about how it was so great that the PGA dropped him because he's made more money with the Saudis. Apparently, he was playing on Thursday before the tournament started in a pro-am event. And, you know, he was taking the shots from the crowd, and he was just doing things that you expect from Trump, you know, picking up balls before he, you know, makes his tee shot. Just Trump being Trump, and I love it so much. It could not be any funnier.
No, it was hilarious. Did you see the back off challenge when they were yelling at him when he was practicing?
It was great.
It was so good. One of the things they said to him is, your swing looks a little broken. Maybe you could call China and buy a new one. Just legendary. Oh, my God. It was so much fun.
So great.
This LIV Golf Tournament really starting to shake things up for the PGA, huh?
I think so. They're taking a break because the PGA is about to enter into the next 3 weeks of, you know, leading up into their championship. So LIV is smart enough to know that, like, now is not a great time. But, you know, it was really interesting because Charles Barkley was also there. And during the last Masters tournament, he had said, hey, LIV, hit me up. You know, I'll be there if you want. Just, you know, you got to hit me up. And so, you know, Charles Barkley shows up and you go, whoa, this is crazy. But, you know, he ended up declining over this weekend. He said, you know what, I've already got a great deal with Turner and I'm not going to do anything to mess that up. But he had great things to say about, you know, Greg Norman, who has been spearheading this. So, you know, it's not going away. I think it's got potential. And they're also doing some different things. They're doing teams. Yeah. You can play as part of a team. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't quite figure out how that was going to work out. But, you know, they have envisioned having a team and, you know, it can be sponsored or owned by someone, which is interesting. They also do a shotgun start,
yeah,
which means that everyone starts at the same time but at a different hole. So they're mixing it up. They're trying, you know, if nothing else, you know, they're giving it a good run.
I mean, I think a lot of concerns with golf has always been it's rather antiquated and they haven't adapted their game in any way, shape, or form in the past, whatever, 100-plus years. And I think it's about time, like, LIV realizes that, and I think people are finally getting off their high horses and realizing, you know, no one is perfect here. Stop trying to look for perfection out there and thinking that, like, your moral compass needs to be pointing straight all the time. Everyone's moral compass is gone, okay? And, let golf have a chance to change a little bit, and that's what LIV, I think, is doing, is giving us a taste of, hey, not the antiquated form, bringing in new eyes, because that's what's happened right now. Golf has exploded in recent years within the youth community, the number of kids that are playing it, and they're playing a different way. They don't want to play the way that they've been playing for the past 100-plus years. They don't want the quiet. They don't want the respect, the quote-unquote respect that you need to have for it. No, they want out there and have fun. That's what it should be about. Yeah. It should be about having fun. Enjoy the time you're out there.
The slogan is golf, but louder.
So exactly.
They literally are doing away with the old guard.
Yeah. Like, let's get some cheering in the crowd. Let's get some chants going. You know?
You know, everything.
I think it's good overall for golf. I mean, obviously, like, despite Saudis and all that and the blood money and all that, I think...
What money isn't blood? Okay? That's what I'm going to say. You know, at that point, see, that's what I'm saying. We're trying to play... We're trying to... Yeah, we're just trying to play... Somehow think that we're morally stanced better than anyone else. Like, no.
No, we're worse than that.
We're all in the muck.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all in the muck, okay? They think, like, oh, we've taken innocent lives. So have we.
Don't, yeah.
Okay? Stop trying to make it seem like we're somehow the anchor that holds all goodness together.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah, we are no moral arbiter, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Yes. No, totally. Totally agree with you. Did you have
so something? Real quick? There's the team format and draft for the LIV Golf is 12 teams of 4 players each. Since each event is made up of different fields, teams will be drafted each week or before the week of the event, and each team will have the LIV appointed team captain who will select their 3 open positions via the snake draft format, and they'll actually be splitting a cut at the end of the year. Of first place, second place, all the way through 12th of $50 million. So
I got to tell you, Brad, I'm honestly more confused than I was before.
I'm still reading this, and I'm still confused. Zero sense.
I literally toned out the moment we started talking.
I could not figure it out. It's
thanks.
A little odd.
Yeah. Appreciate
but I like that.
That
they're trying it. I like that they're trying.
It's something.
Yeah, they got to you got to switch it up with golf and make it appeal to the younger generation a little bit. All right, can we jump over to the SummerSlam now?
Absolutely. It was one for the ages.
Okay, wherever you want to go with it, I do have questions about Ronda Rousey's matchup. Was I mistaken? Was Ric Flair, did he pretend to have a heart attack this weekend?
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of Ric Flair's deal. He was also like hit by lightning at one point when he was like holding an umbrella. It just is very Ric Flair. And I think they're trying to drum up not that they necessarily need to, but there's the roast of Ric Flair is happening soon, I think.
Oh,
so I think they might just trying sense. To be drumming up.
That's gonna be cool.
You know, something around that. That's what I think.
Wait, Ric Flair was back at SummerSlam? Didn't he get banned from WWE after he lost the match to Hardy?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure about on that one.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
unfortunately, yeah, no,
is that too deep into
he
that one? Okay.
That better, but.
All right. Well, what were some of the highlights from SummerSlam?
Yeah, so the Paul brothers, I can literally never keep them straight. But Logan Paul is like officially in the WWE. He ended up defeating The Miz. I mean, this guy, you know, we thought boxing was going to be for the Paul brothers, but as it turns out, it's really WWE. And with Vince McMahon making an unceremonious exit, I could see him being the next CEO. He's rising the ranks. That's what I think. Pat McAfee had another great match. Last big wrestling match was WrestleMania, where he ended up being taken down by Vince McMahon. He had to make some sort of comeback now that Vince McMahon is not part of it. He ended up defeating Happy Corbin. And they finally made it interesting, a Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Brock had a tractor. He ended up lifting the ring, like, off the ground. Brock ended up losing to Roman Reigns, but they finally did something interesting. We've seen Brock versus Roman over and over. Nobody cares, but that tractor was that was a good time.
Oh, legendary as always. You have anything else for us on your way out of here, Aaron?
No, that's it. But yeah, we've got some good golf coming up. It's going to start to get real exciting with the championship coming up.
Looking forward to it. Thank you. Excellent as always. We appreciate you, and we will catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later, Aaron.
Later.
That was our foreign correspondent, always keeping things fresh around here.
Very fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate her. All right, so we have multiple things we need to do still. Statman Brad, do you have your useless stats?
I do.
All right.
In honor of Bill Russell,
okay.
He played 13 seasons, went to 12 NBA Finals. That is a record right there. And won 11 of them.
Yeah.
He also had two as a coach. But still, 13 seasons, went to 12 NBA Finals, and won 11 of them. Incredible, incredible history. And that's the only stat I got because in honor of Bill Russell.
That's fine.
That's all that needs to be said.
Also, first black head coach across sports that was not, you know, a black ran league. So, again, just paying homage to the man. He did a lot. Do you want to do an F1 update, sir?
Yeah, you can let the people know.
All right, we'll just do, this will be your job.
Yeah, dude, Ferrari sucks, man.
Yeah, like, what seriously? Were they doing? They went with the hard tires?
My goodness, Ferrari can't figure it out right now.
They
started off so strong this year.
Lost the words.
Everyone thought Ferrari was back. They were back to start off the season.
They just don't know how to manage the damn race.
They really, that's the same thing. They have a car
management.
That's able to be able to complete the race. They've seen it, but they just can't seem to figure it out. Poor Leclerc, poor Sainz.
Yeah.
It ain't meant to be. But for Red Bull, it is right now. Red Bull is reaping all the benefits of Ferrari's blunder. So is Mercedes.
So is Mercedes, finally.
Mercedes, and we had a two-podium finish from Mercedes with Russell and Hamilton both being on the podium for them.
Second and third, baby.
Second and third, followed by Verstappen, who won the Hungarian
Grand Prix. Yes, there you go.
And it was initially wet start-off conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Race was a little overcast. No wetness there. But still, Ferrari, guys of terrible management, doesn't know which tire to go on properly, ultimately chooses wrong, and can't figure it out properly.
It's unreal, dude. It's sad.
And really you also have our man, Mr. Minister of Defense, coming in fourth, Mr. Sergio Perez. So Red Bull increasing their lead in the Instructors' Championship. Max Verstappen increasing his lead in the Drivers' Championship.
Yep. Boo!
This is going to be an interesting finish right now.
Yeah.
I hate Mercedes. Max Verstappen.
Everyone does.
Verstappen.
I hate him.
There's not many. I feel like there's not many guys I like anymore on the grid. Other than Perez. I used to have Kimi Raikkonen, who was one of my favorites. Loved him. Still like Daniel Ricciardo out there.
Yeah.
But I feel everyone is just like, they're all very young.
Or old.
Yeah, there's not really a middle class in there yet.
And I guess you can't gotta respect, you know, Fernando Alonso. And unfortunately, again, Lewis Hamilton, I wish I could like you. But you the should. Mirror selfies have ruined you. Will forever ruin you. Until those are all deleted off all forms of social media, you will never be a guy I could truly respect because you are, as great of a driver, do not need shirtless mirror selfies. That is the lowest, low-hanging fruit, and you are better than that, Lewis Hamilton, okay?
Fair enough.
But again, Lewis Hamilton, fantastic as well.
Yep.
Yeah,
he's still finding a way.
He was charging towards the end of that race.
Finally has a car that is on pace, want to get yet again, so he's actually in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But got to give a shout out to George Russell, getting a pole.
His first pole.
It was his first pole.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance, but still.
Still finished third. Solid.
But that Red Bull car is fast. It's fast.
It's been fast.
Fast like a NASCAR. that's your F1 update. Wait. One last thing. Sebastian Vettel announces his retirement from Formula One.
Oh,
a class act that Sebastian Vettel is a four-time world champion. Sebastian Vettel was. The guy is a legend in the game. The man is a true...
Is it a four- or five-time champion?
Four-time.
Four-time?
Four-time champion. And the guy is a legendary figure.
He needs to retire and then go to Ferrari and leave that.
And leave that.
Team.
There you go.
Be their team principal.
Get some smart
Switch
German leadership in there. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, they're good at that finalizing universe. Solutions yeah. over there. Okay.
Oh my God, going back to the well on that one. All right, thank you, sir.
It's not dry yet.
I want to give a quick shout out to Dieter Kurtenbach, who got the Chico Enterprise record. Aggregated today. Aggregators! Mount up. And they got aggregated in Yahoo Sports, among some others, Bleacher Report as well.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what is this?
He got an article from the Chico Enterprise Record aggregated today and picked up by all these different media outlets, such as Yahoo Sports, Bleacher Report, and several others, when he wrote the headline, SF Giants trade line goal should be simple. End the boredom. Couldn't agree with you more, Dieter. Shout out to you.
Well said.
Shout out to the Chico Enterprise Record. It's nice seeing you on all these national sports apps.
Yeah. It's crazy they don't actually have a building anymore.
Oh, they're not over?
It's for sale right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. The sign just went up recently. I was shocked.
Media is not,
not what it
it's not what it used to be.
No.
All right. Rudy's picks. Rudy.
I hope no one listened to me last week, because, boy, that was
that
ugly.
Was
but, hey, who cares? It's a new week, and you know what this weekend is? The EPL. Soccer is back. I got Liverpool over Fulham.
There we go.
My boys Chelsea against your boys Everton.
Let's go, Blues! Go, Blues!
Sunday morning, I got Man City over West Ham and Man United over Brighton.
That's right.
So
y'all.
Soccer is back.
Football, y'all.
Football
finally,
let's go.
Dude. I've been
Chelsea
having
Blues.
I need some Sunday action now.
Yeah. Saturday, Sunday,
Friday action.
Friday starts
sometimes
Monday.
We got Friday action.
Yeah, Friday's Arsenal versus Crystal Palace.
Let's go,
Friday.
Boys.
So, for non-football fans, what time is that game that you're talking? That you're
12 o'clock for Arsenal. 12 o'clock. Crystal Palace.
Is it at 12?
On Friday, I believe.
No. Oh, at Crystal Palace. Yeah. Crystal Palace.
12 o'clock
Arsenal.
Pacific time.
That's
correct.
Pacific time. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah,
Saturday
nice.
Chelsea Everton game is at 9:30 a.m.
That's your one. You want. That's your only 9:30 game at that time.
Yeah.
If you want to get up early, that's 4:30 for you Liverpool fans. If you want to see them play. 7 o'clock for the rest of the games. We got Bournemouth, Aston Villa, Leeds, Wolves, Nottingham Forest, Newcastle, Tottenham, Southampton.
That should be a good one, too.
The game, that's a good one as well.
Tottenham is going to be a team to... that team is going to be good this
year. And again, Sunday, it keeps it going. Leicester, Brentford, 6 a.m., Man United, Brighton as well. And then West Ham, Man City to end out that day at 8:30. It's a good time, y'all. It is good. It is
Week
good,
Week one,
y'all.
Baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Football. Let's go.
All right, before we get out of here, I got to grind my gears. You got any you want to hit?
It.
All
yeah.
right, I'll do a quick one here.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The Little Miss Whatever memes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
How about Little Miss Shut the Hell Up?
Yeah.
How about Little Miss Played the Hell Out?
Dude, who
started them? I don't know, but they're dumb, and I hate them.
And to all, everyone that's... Yes, thank you.
It's terrible.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Derek?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Half marathons. Do the whole thing, you know? Like, or just say I'm doing 13 miles. Like, just say I ran 13 miles. I ran 13 miles today. You have to break down a half marathon for yourself. I'm sorry. Like, no. All right? Just do the full thing or just say I ran 13 miles.
I'm with you. Hold on. Yeah. I got one on top of that.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People who put 13.1 mile stickers on their car.
Yeah. 26.2 is impressive, I guess. But still, like, no. Yeah.
That's like saying my son was a above average student.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not quite an honor roll student.
He was a B+ student. Yeah. He was a B+ student, yeah.
My son was a B student.
B student, yeah, not even a plus. B's. Just a solid B. Yeah, which is not, B's are great.
Bees get degrees.
You don't need to brag about bees, though.
No, you don't. No. Do not. Do you want to do one more or you want to call it?
Give me one more.
All right. Here we go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
TV commercials these days.